Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, live from Commanders Training Camp. Ashburn, VA, all our Commanders Training Camp coverage is brought to you by our guy, Paul Henry, Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. I got to call Paul. You think Paul could put a pergola in my backyard, B? You know, I need some shade.
You say what? You want me to do what?
I need a pergola. I want a pergola. You know a pergola, those like fancy looking shade devices?
Yeah. You want one, a motorized one?
We'll talk offline about a pergola. No. Not like the awning joints. I want like a wooden, like a thing that like lives there.
Oh, obviously. Okay.
Here's what I want to tell you. Something that you're going to care way more about than a pergola. Jamin Davis just had a pick off Carson Wentz in 11-on-11 drills. Davis is having a pretty good practice today. I think people care about that. The phone lines are lit up right now because we're asking the question, what does Carson Wentz need to be successful this season? MGM National Harbor listener lines are open, 800-636-1067. Got a lot of really good responses on Twitter. John Trimble says, Carson Wentz needs to win the locker room. He can't do it alone. Teddy E. says, simply Wentz needs to just stay confident. Tony Quinn, this one I like, says, Carson Wentz needs to stay healthy. I don't need to see multiple starting quarterbacks this season. Last one from Twitter, and B. Mitch, I think you're going to laugh. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Richmond John says, speaking of vaccines, Carson needs to get his tetanus shot because he's been rusty since 2017.
Richmond always comes in with something funny.
Ron Rivera, always. Well, 80% funny, 20% completely incoherent. But it is 80% funny. Let's start the phone lines on line one with John in Sterling.
What's up, John? How you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen. So what he needs is a healthy Curtis Samuels. Beamish, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit ago with the talking about the crossing patterns and all. With him in there, the other team has got a game plan for a completely different plan.
All right. Ooh. All
right. You're right, man. Samuel presents something that this offense hasn't had. B, real question for you. Who do you have more confidence in this fall, Wentz or Curtis Samuel?
Wow. I would have to go with Wentz. Because, I mean, I'm serious. The way things happened last year and right now with this mysterious plan, and I don't know if we know what the plan is or what really is going on, but you have a plan for somebody that didn't have a setback and don't have a new injury. Why you have a plan? So I don't know for sure what's going on there. So I'm at a loss when it comes down to Curtis at this point.
But that said, he looked pretty good. He was on the field. Let's go to Jacob in Warrington. What do you need from Carson Wentz this year, fill in the blank, for it to be a success?
A postseason win, a playoff win. I think that this year there's a lot of stuff that he needs to do to get there. But if he doesn't have that playoff win, I don't think we can count on him at all for next year.
All right.
No fans are going to want to play with him. No fans are going to want him. No players are going to want him. I think he needs a playoff win.
All righty.
playoff win. I like it. I can't confirm or deny this one, but David Light on Twitter says Wentz needs to pay the 5 cent bag tax that just got instituted in Loudoun County. I hate that damn tax. I you know what? He's a millionaire 8 times over. I wouldn't mind if Carson Wentz gets exempt bag tax status because it's stupid, and tell me where the nickels go. Let's keep the phone lines going rather than me ranting about bag taxes.
800-636-1067.
800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Let us know what you need from Carson Wentz to make this year a success. Tom is in D.C. What up, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Thank y'all for having me on.
Right,
I think the number one thing that Wentz is going to need to do, he's going to definitely need to throw his receivers open. You look at the receiving core, they're not really, you know, as far as stature, big guys. So Yak is going to be a huge part of their success. If he's unable to hit them inside the window and allow them to get busy after they catch the football, I think you're going to see a lot more of those 10 and 13, 73-yard type of games. Defenses is just going to funnel down, tackle it up, and it's going to be hard for them to operate after that.
All right.
That is a really good call,
that was,
Tom.
That was.
And that's something that folks don't understand, because you can have a completion, but you're leaving yards on the field because a receiver has to reach behind him
or stop
to grab it. And right, or stop. And I think throwing folks open, leading them so that they can keep their feet and keep running while they're going. I like that call a lot, Tom. That's a good one. 800-636-1067. These phone lines are packed up here. Let's go to Bobby in Warsaw. What's up, Bobby?
Good to talk to you all. Tell B. Mitch I just made some oven. We had last night some nice jambalaya, and it was really good.
How are you going to tell us that, Bobby? Not bring us none, man.
Yeah, you can tell B. Mitch yourself.
I'll tell you, that's why. But I have to do it one of these days. I got fresh okra and fresh tomatoes right at the garden and corn and all that good
stuff.
All
right. Good stuff.
But my comment is, I think Carson needs to realize his limitations, too. He's got a good arm, but it's not as good as Aaron Rodgers, yet some of his throws he tries to put in that long range just can't go, and maybe he needs to dump off. He's got good people to dump it off to a little bit, too.
All right, man. I think –
appreciate you.
And I'll give him credit for that. He did, in the game on Saturday, he did dump off the ball a good bit. And I think if that's what they were working on, I take it. You know, he did dump it off. And like the previous call, two calls ago, he said that he needs to lead this guy and throw him open. Those two deep routes that he threw, I don't think he threw it open. He threw it behind the guys. You have to make sure you lead guys and get them. If they could keep running when they get the ball in their hand, it could be a problem because all these dudes in receiver can run. All right, JP left, and Ron is going to be starting up here soon, I think. We're going to continue on with the phone calls until Ron comes in. Where are we going to next, Landfill?
Let's go to Trey in Indian Head.
What up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Right.
And I really think the difference for him this year, like, it's going to be the deep pass, the deep ball, like the connection on the deep pass, because that's going to open up our run game with Gibson. And I just think that's the difference for him this year, is connecting on deep pass.
All right, cool. Carson Wentz must connect on a deep pass. As we're asking the question, Carson Wentz, fill in the blank. Carson Wentz needs to do what to have success this year? Let's go to, where are we going, Landfill?
Let's go to Kevin on line 4.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. I think Carson Wentz needs to make timely decisions. Don't if you look at his interception rates and numbers like that, he's had only 2 seasons over 10 interceptions. I think a lot of other seasons were like 7 or 6 range. He needs to keep, you know, get our players in space. We got a lot of speed now with Dotson and McLaurin and Samuels and Gibson. So just get those guys in space and everything else will be fine. He'll be able to use his legs at times and get down. Just don't make any mistakes. You don't got to force nothing like you did in Indy. You know, you got more receivers than you did in Indy. So, obviously, they had Taylor, but we still got Gibson and we got Committee in the backfield. So, I think we'll be fine.
All right. Thank you for your call, man. It's B. Mitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. And we're also on Team 980 right now. And we're going to say that every segment on Commanders Training Camp is brought to you by Paul Hinges Windows. PaulHingesWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. We're going to continue on with the phone calls. Filling in the blank. Huh? Oh, let's go to Jeff. Okay. I didn't know what you were talking about.
So.
You're going to fill in the blank. Do it right now.
I believe Carson Wentz need these two C's, confidence and consistency. If he keep it level-headed, you know, keep his head level and make smart decisions consistently, if he, you know, continue to keep making the smart plays, he will have a phenomenal season, and I see us surpassing that 10-win season. But if he come out here making these bonehead plays.
So, in other words, we need to get him to hang out with you, the guy with confidence and – I don't know about consistency, but you got confidence.
Well, I don't think you should hang out with me because I'm not an NFL quarterback.
But you have the right mindset. I mean, you think you can do everything under the sun.
Yeah. Who, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
All right. Well, let's go to the young one in the fishbowl in there. John, what do you think Carson Wentz needs to have what?
Well,
to have success.
He doesn't need to have what Jeff has. Because if he does, he's gonna fail. Because there's a thing in life called overconfidence.
Uh-huh.
And if you tell people you're going to do something and you're not, you shouldn't say it in the first place. And so if Carson Wentz thinks to himself that he's better than Tom Brady, it's not going to happen. And just like Jeff thinks.
Can you answer the question? The question is, what does Carson Wentz need to be successful? Not get a bit off.
It's not a bit. It's just, well, he needs to not be like you is one of them. But,
he wants to laugh. Let's give it to him. The kid is talking. All right, now give us what Carson Wentz need.
Not be like you. He already said it.
He needs to be consistent down the stretch and not fold down the final two games and try and get us to the playoffs.
All right, let's go back to the MGM National Harbor listening line, 1-800-636-1067. Where are we going, Landfill?
We're going to go to Chris in Ashburn.
What up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, B-Mitch?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. For Wentz to be successful, I think if he gets time, if that running game's going and the short passing's working, we already know he can take shots. But if he can get the time to take those deep shots, the guy definitely has the arm for it.
All right, man. Good call. Thank you for your call. And see, Chris followed directions right there. He needs time. He filled in the blank with time. Let's go to the next caller. Who we have, Landfill?
Looks like we're going to J-Lo in Gainesville.
J-Lo?
What up, baby?
Oh, all right.
What's going on, B-Man?
All right, when you say J-Lo, man, we were thinking Latino sensation right here, man.
Oh, no, I'm getting ready for marriage right now, baby. What you
mean? I got you. I'm just saying, we just saw J-Lo. We didn't know if J-Lo was really calling in, you know what I'm
saying? I thought it was Jenny from the block.
Jason Lovett, that's worth the Google. The best athlete you've ever seen, B.
All right, baby.
I think Wentz needs consistency. He does need to do all these things that everyone's talking about. But it's consistency, the ability to manage the game flow, ability to extend drives, get first downs. Because, I mean, he does all these things. He makes two spectacular plays sometimes each drive.
Yeah.
But then it's a third and four, and he misses the tight end, throws the tight end high in the flat, and the drive's over. He makes spectacular plays. You look at his career stats, his TD interception ratio is amazing.
Yeah, it's great. I mean,
and his yardage is good. I mean, it's in top 15 in the league, but it's just his ability to extend drives. There's no flow to the offenses in which he's conducted, and I think that's the issue.
All right, man. Thanks for your call. And I agree with that. I think consistency works in any aspect of the game, and people don't understand. What I say is this. If you're making a mistake in a game, and it's the timeliness of the mistake, if you throw six interceptions, okay, let's say if six of those interceptions came in the last 2 minutes of six games, that could possibly be six losses. But if you threw those six interceptions at the beginning of a game and then you come back and you do the magnificent things that he does, he has those great players too, just like J-Lo just said. You know, he has the chance when he goes out, he does some great things. If those things happen in the last 2 minutes of the game, those losses could be turned into wins. That's why when I hear people go, well, he only threw six interceptions. He only threw 10 interceptions. That's cool, the number being low, but when did he throw them? How did he throw them? I think when you look at those things like that, then you can understand what I mean by the consistency aspect is knowing when you can make a mistake and when not to make a mistake, because sometimes you're late in the game. You're up by 21. You throw a ball up that they might pick off, and they catch it on the two-yard line, and you tackle them. Hey, that's just like a damn punt. That might be a smart interception. But you're down by six. You're inside of 2 minutes, and you take a risky chance. That interception is not a good interception. And I think that's the whole thing. So consistency in making decisions, and if you make a mistake, know when to make it. Like in golf, where they always say, oh, he missed it on the right side of the hole. Well, sometimes you can make a mistake at the right time of a game. Let's go out to the back to the phone call.
All right, we're going to go out to Wayne and Bowie.
Wayne, what's happening, man? What's going on in Bowie?
Hey, Big Mitch, since you won't do it, I'll go ahead, open up the restaurant, and take it to the house.
All right, brother.
Hey, look, he don't need to play like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He needs to stay healthy. Because if you get out there and take one snap, and then now you got a hip injury, a knee injury, and all. And he's got 1 year contract for $28 million, and he goes out to get hurt. Fitzpatrick had a contract for $10 million, laughing all the way to the bank. Hey, B. Mitch.
All right.
He needs to stay healthy, my friend.
All right, man. Appreciate that call. If you're healthy and consistent, I think great things come from that. And like, you know, Nate, you think everybody is taking a shot? No. This is asking for things that can truly help him and his team this year. And consistency comes from practicing at a certain level, practicing at a certain speed, and making sure you make it all count. You know, there is a such thing as practicing. Like Deion Sanders said, you know, when he went out to practice, he practiced to be great, which means he went full speed. He did all the things he had to do. He didn't practice just to practice. Like a lot of people, they practice just to practice. They ask you what period it is, how much time we have left. When you out there, you want to make sure you're improving upon something, and that brings the consistency with it. Let's go back to the phone lines and see what we have.
All right. This might be Jeff Walker in disguise, but we're going to go out to Cliff in D.C.
What's up, Cliff? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, B. Mitch? Long time no hear.
All right, what
Carson Wentz need is more and more of our Cam Sims. He need that big 6'5" presence on the court with McLaurin and him, because he used to throw in the big wide receivers. And I think that'll help the rest of the receivers get completely open. And I want to see them run some four wide receiver sets sometimes. And I sit back and listen.
All right, bro. Appreciate you. Hey, I see why Landfill said it, because Jeff is always asking for Cam Sims as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.